Welcome to Torati Macha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Rechama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Vav. And we're going to be focusing on a set of famous psukim in which Shlomo HaMelech tells us to learn from the ant. We're still keeping with the theme of increasing chachma, and this time we're talking about increasing chachma by learning from the ant, by studying the behavior of the ant. So in Pasuk Vav, he says, Leich al namala otzel, lazy one, go to the ant, re'e derecheha v'chachom, see her ways and become wise. For although she has no commander, no officer, no ruler, she prepares her bread in the summer and she stores her food in the harvest season so that she can use it later on. And the Rishonim explained that the ant doesn't need any external, any extrinsic motivation. She doesn't need pushing. She doesn't need threat or fear or force. She understands from her own chachma that it's a smart idea to do this. She's intrinsically motivated. She collects and she gathers food in the harvest season so that she has food in the winter when there's nothing growing and there's nothing to collect. She proactively plans ahead and she doesn't need extrinsic motivation. She doesn't need promises of reward, no threats of punishment. Ein lo katzin shoter moshel. And then in the next pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech continues and he asks a question, Ad mosai otzel tishkov, how long will you lie down, lazy one? Mosai tokum mishnasecha, when will you arise from your sleep? Ma'at shenus, ma'at numos, ma'at chibuk yodayim nishkav. If you say I'll have a little sleep, a little more slumber, a little more folding of the arms that can lie down and relax while I'm still awake. If that's your attitude, then uvochim halech reishecho u'machsarcho ke'ish magen. Your poverty will come like a marcher and your lack will surely arrive like a shielded soldier. In other words, you'll feel the consequences of this. Now the Malbim explains very interestingly that many animals have qualities that are not actually necessary for their survival. For example, the ant doesn't need to be industrious as she is to survive. We're going to read in a medrash in a minute that the ant collects way more food than she can actually consume in a lifetime. She doesn't need this quality to survive. So why did Hashem create animals in this way? Why did he give them these qualities and these powers that they don't really need? And the Malbim answers that it's because ultimately, all of these powers that can be found in animal, all of these qualities in animal, can also be found in man. Every capability and strength and power of every animal and everything in the whole creation is also found inside human beings. And Hashem gave these animals these specific powers purely for the purpose so that we would be able to see the animal, identify this quality in them, observe them, and learn from them. Like over here, Leich al namala otzel. Which means that if the ant has specific qualities of alacrity, of being self-motivated, intrinsically motivated, of being industrious, of being able to plan ahead, we also have all of those qualities within us too. So let's explore a little bit more about the ant to find out what are these specific qualities that we have in ourselves also. What do we learn from the ant? The Medrash in Mishlei over here says, one day, after 120, all the Rishayim are going to stand before Hashem and give them the cheshbon. They're going to have to account for their lives. And at that point, they're going to realize the magnitude of the consequences of their actions. They're going to realize that having wasted their whole lives actually really does matter. And they're going to beg Hashem, please, please give us another chance. Let us do teshuva. And Hashem's going to say to them, what are you talking about? What you're saying doesn't make sense. The world that you were in, the world that you have just come from, is compared to Erev Shabbos. And the world that you have come to now is like Shabbos. If you don't prepare on Erev Shabbos, it's too late to prepare on Shabbos. You've missed your chance. If you forget to put your chicken in the oven on Erev Shabbos, you just don't get to have chicken. And the Medrash brings some other examples of the same idea. And one of them is that it says, the world that you've come from is like a warm, sunny day. It's the sunny season. And this world that you've come to is like the rainy season. If you don't sow and reap or harvest your field when it's sunny and warm, then what are you going to do for food? How are you going to sustain yourself when it rains? Learn from the ant, says the Medrash. Learn from the ant who prepares in advance, who plans ahead. She collects during the summer months because she knows that at some point she's not going to be able to collect anymore. The Ralbag, the Mitzvotistavid, the Malbim, they all discuss how these psukim are about making the most of opportunities while you still can. And we actually discussed a similar idea back in Perek Gimel. We said, Al timna tov mi ba'olav b'yos le'el yodcha la'asos. Don't withhold goods from somebody. Don't miss an opportunity to do something good for someone while you still have the capacity. Because we think we'll have capacity forever. But at some point, the rainy season comes, and then we can't harvest anymore. There's a famous story of the Vilna Gaon who was crying over a pair of tzitzis, crying tears. And he said, Do you know what this pair of tzitzis represents? How much does a pair of tzitzis cost? It's a little bit of fabric, it's a few strings. How difficult is it to wear a pair of tzitzis? Yet, do you know how much rewards you can get in the world to come for wearing a pair of tzitzis? And someday, he says, I'm crying because someday the time is going to come where I'm not going to have the opportunity to do something like wear a pair of tzitzis anymore. And I ask myself and I question, am I making the most of these opportunities while I still have the chance? There's a very, very profound story. Well, it's not a story, it's a speech, which was given by the Maggid of Kelm 1 year, just before Ne'ilah. Very powerful, very graphic. He got up and he said, imagine a malach came into the cemetery. And the malach said, all the dead people can come to life again. They have 1 hour to return to life. When the clock strikes 10, everybody's going to become alive again. And then the clock strikes 10 a.m. and all the dead arise from their graves. And they're dressed in their tachrichim, in their white shrouds. And everybody's so excited, such emotional reunions. But the dead people, they don't have time for emotional reunions. What do they do? What do they do with this 1 hour? One person runs to his parents and he doesn't feel like he did enough kibbutz of aim in his life and he's quickly doing the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim. One person runs to the base medrash and takes out a gemara and starts learning. One person is engaged in chesed. One person's using the opportunity to teach Torah to other people. And then the hour is up and they all have to go back to their graves. And the Maggid of Kelm asked the people in his community just before Ne'ilah, he says, and what if you were to have more than 1 hour? What would you do with your time then? And then who knows if we even have an hour left in this world? Time is very precious. We must make the most of our opportunities. And then let's share one more idea from the Sichas Musa Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, which is another thing that we can learn from the ant. The Medrash in Devarim Rabbah says that the lifespan of an ant is only 6 months. And all that the ant needs to eat during that time, during that 6 month period, is 1.5 wheat kernels. But yet, the ant spends its life gathering so much wheat, so much barley, so many lentils, in way larger quantities than it could possibly consume in its lifetime. And the Medrash brings a story from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who said that they once found an ant who had a stash of food that was 300 kor of food. I don't know if that's volume or weight. And I don't know what the equivalent of that is in modern day metrics. But the implication is that this ant had collected an enormous amount of food. What's the point? Why does the ant collect so much food when its lifespan is so short and it's never going to eat it? And the Medrash says it's because the ant says, you never know. Maybe Hashem will grant me more life. Maybe I'll live longer than 6 months. And if I do, then I'll need something to eat in that case. And this way I'll have food, I'll collect extra food so that if I live longer, I'll have more, I'll have something to eat. And Sichas Musa points out, he says, this would be the most ridiculous miracle. For the ant to live long enough to eat everything that it's collected, to eat the 300 kor of food, it would be an unheard of miracle. It hasn't happened since the creation of the world, presumably. It's never happened. And yet it works so hard its entire life collecting food just in case it should live long enough to eat it. And the Sichas Musa says that there's a tremendous lesson in this for us. Chazal say that a person should constantly strive to reach the levels of our forefathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chayev Odom Loimar, Mosai Yagiu Masai Lemasei Avosai. A person is required to say, when will my actions reach the level of the actions of my forefathers, of the actions of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And this has never happened in all of history. How can we even aspire to that? Nobody in all of time has ever been as great as Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the gap between us and the Avos is even greater than the gap in consumption between what the ant actually eats and the 300 kor it's collected. But what Chazal are telling us and what we learn from the ant is to dream big. Have big aspirations. Don't say that I hope one day to have kavana properly in one bracha in Shemayna Esrei. Say one day I hope that my tefillah is like the tefillah of the Chofetz Chaim. So to summarize, learn from the ant. Be self-motivated, have big dreams, and make the most of opportunities and gather food while we still can. Thank you for studying together in the merit for Refuah Shelema for your Nina Simmer Bas Daphne Hinder and those wounded members of Tzahal amongst those who are ill amongst Klal Yisrael. Sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.